AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, do you still look at a gleaming, new-looking car and check the reg? Is that a 25.2? Is that a 25.1? Or even a 23.1 or a 23.2? Or do you find yourself admiring a gleaming car as it passes, only to realise it's 15 or 20 years old? For some, the reg is hugely important, and maybe there is financial logic in all of that. We're joined by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and podcaster. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Does the reg matter?
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. And to an economic rationalist, it makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. So if I buy a car right now, it'll be a 252. If I wait a couple of weeks, it'll be a 261. Even 7 years into that car's future, there'll still be a couple of grand's worth of difference in the value.
For exactly the same car, no improvements in spec or anything,
yeah.
Same model, there'll be a couple of grand in the difference.
Because of that perception, it will always wear a badge that announces it to be a year younger than the car that comes along in a couple of weeks' time. So it doesn't make much logical sense, but then, you know, if you're thinking about your own money, you don't really care whether the market is logical or not. You just want to protect your own investment. It's one of the reasons, incidentally, why the change to two date codes within the year, the additional peak in July, was brought in the year 2013. Because absolutely ridiculous, though it might seem to you and me and many others, the 13 number plate perceived as being unlucky, and the SIMI had calculated that it would knock quite a chunk of money off the value of the second-hand cars.
So now, it became 131 or 132.
So it became 131 to avoid having the 13, right? Now, that seems absolutely bonkers.
Was that the real logic, or was it that the trade were saying, look, we do all our business in January and February, and then we do nothing really for the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, there was the reason for doing it in 13 was maybe because of that superstitious thing, but definitely the trade wanted to move away from the January peak. So we now have two peaks, twin peaks, but January is still the one that pulls on the psychological strings. There will be 35,000 brand new cars taking to the road in Ireland next January, in the month. That's a quarter of all the cars that'll happen next year. So 1,000 new cars a day will roll onto the road in the month of January because of this perceived value that comes with the 261 plate. Little distorted, not the same in other countries, but in Ireland, you wear your age like a badge on the front of the car, and it genuinely affects value.
Why buy a new car then?
Well, if I was giving you financial advice, I would say don't go anywhere near a new car, because you can get one that's the first owner of the car takes the biggest hit on depreciation. And it's well known that cars go down in value. You should buy cheap cars and expensive houses, really, in this country. But if you buy a car, the first owner is going to take a hit, which could be, depending on the car, could be between 50% and in some cases over 30% of the depreciation hit on the car. So the mere fact that I put a 261 plate on it and become owner number one, if I sell it in February, I could well, you know, suck up 20% depreciation on the car. So there's no logic to that. You can get better value, I would suggest, in a car that's a couple of years old. But if you're a new car person, it might be part of your plan to own that car for 5 or 6 or 7 years and then maybe trade it in. You might have a relationship with the dealer. You might have bought a finance product off the dealer, which incidentally is probably not going to be good value for you. But nevertheless, you might be in that relationship. And you might be one of these people who just loves to have a new car.
Or you want the warranty.
Well, the warranty's the other thing. You'll get the maximum warranty. And if you get a second-hand car, if the car has a 5-year warranty, but it's 2 years old when you buy it, then obviously you're taking a little bit of an additional gamble. And you might be buying the other guy's problems. But with new cars these days, I mean, some of them are going for 7-year warranties. Kia's got a very good 7-year warranty. Some of them are going for 5-year warranties. If you're buying electric, almost all models will give you an 8-year warranty on the battery, which is great. That was a big obstacle to purchase a couple of years ago.
And it turns out that even the 8 years is, it's not particularly taxing for the manufacturers because they're getting far more than 8 years in most cases.
They're getting, yeah, that was more about reassuring the consumer than the actual need to back up the product, I think. So if you're the smart consumer and you're thinking, okay, what'll I do? I think the first thing is just pass on that lovely new car smell and the great cachet of having a 261 plate. That's only going to last you, that novelty is only going to last you a week or two anyway. You know, come March, people will have forgotten. I think if you can get a nearly new, one of the things, if you can find one, if you can get a demo model, and that's one where the dealer has used it to demonstrate it, maybe let a couple of journalists drive it, a couple of customers drive it. Chances are they've looked after that one very well, because if you're sending a journalist out to drive a car, you don't want it any nicks and scrapes on it. They'll keep it well. And that can be a very good way of getting value. So have a look on the websites. There's places like carzone.ie or Cartel or the AA one from my erstwhile colleagues. And you can see the dealer networks there. And if you look for one, if you ask for a demo model, they may have one, which is in theory a 252 car. But, you know, that might be available to you with really only 4,000 or 5,000 kilometres on it. Effectively a brand new car, but a discount of 10-15% perhaps even more percent. So well worth doing that.
Now, if you live in the north part of Dublin City, you might be thinking, I won't need a car pretty soon because the metro will be there. Actually, not very soon. You'll go through another car before the metro is finally built. Yeah, at least one car.
It's really frustrating. This government and their predecessors. The city needs metro. I won't rehearse that. We know we need it desperately. Government says it's going to do it. It has been saying it's going to do it for 20 years. And they keep producing press releases, headlined metro. And you think, oh my God, is there progress? Today's press release, Dara O'Brien, Transport Minister, proudly announces that today he will bring to Cabinet the idea for legislation that will be drafted next year, that when passed will create an agency that will look after the delivery of metro.
And this is exactly what John Collison was talking about.
Yeah.
The number of quangos that are produced by government in order to distance the people who should be doing the job, i.e. the minister, from the project. So he can say this new, whatever it's called, Metro Bongo, whatever he calls this new quango, Metro Bongo is responsible, not me. I didn't do that.
And in the meantime, he puts out a press release and probably a photo call, essentially announcing that he brushed his teeth this morning. There is no progress on metro until we get shovels into the ground. Now, I do believe that, you know, like a glacier charging down the hill, they are eventually going to get there. But every time we take 6 months or 8 months to do something that takes a fortnight in Asia, every time we do that, that's a couple of hundred million extra going on to the metro bill we're eventually going to have to pay.
So the message really is to the minister, do your own job. Getting other people to do it for you.
Do your own job. And don't be putting out press releases announcing that you got out of bed today, because we expect that. What we want to see is progress. If we had done metro 20 years when we said we were going to do it, the scandalous price at the time was estimated at 3.5 billion. Now we're looking at 11 billion minimum and probably going up. And the reason why that 4-5 billion quid has evaporated into the air is because all we've done is say we're going to do it. We haven't actually physically done it. And that's absolutely exasperating.
This one from Eamon for you. We're currently looking for a second-hand car. Mileage much more important to us than reg, although an older reg with a low mileage is favourable.
Yeah, mileage is, once the car is properly maintained, high mileage is absolutely fine, particularly for diesel engines. And they get tremendous service, you know, well over 200,000 on the clock in a perfectly serviceable car. Actually, for resale, you often do want to look at body, because nicks and scratches and dents and scrapes will take money off the value of the car.
Another one here. Older cars, I'm still running about in a 20-year-old Land Rover, and it's now actually started to increase in value again, a kind of collector's item almost. I get cheap classic insurance on it, and I've none of the modern diesel car-related issues to deal with. Well, in other words, no catalytic converter or whatever.
Yes.
However, the spewing awful stuff into the atmosphere, number one. And then they're changing their oil filter much more often than the modern diesel is required to do.
Yeah, true. And it's a messy, oily thing. It's going to need a lot more servicing than an electric car. But you could buy, I mean, I've seen it done. You can buy a perfectly serviceable car that's maybe 9 or 10 years old and will look after you perfectly for your daily needs. Same utility as a brand new car. And you can safely and reliably spend less than £5,000 on that. and
well, I'm one of the people who does look at a gleaming car passing me by and then say, oh, that's 15 years old. That's 20 years old. Yeah. Imagine, well, you know, that would have been long since got rid of.
One of the things that you can't do in Ireland, and you probably should be able to, our new registration system was brought in 87. And it's a really good logical system. You can see immediately detail about the car. But other countries don't. They deliberately use non-dating registrations, because that to some degree takes away the artificial premium on having a new car. There are a lot of cars where the model, you know, might only slightly cosmetically change. So as you say, if it's well maintained, it could be 12 years old and it's going to look absolutely perfect. But in Ireland, it will wear a badge saying I am 12 years old, and that will diminish the perceived value to the punter. So it's a brilliant registration system. It's simple, it's logical, it's clever. But it does have that downside of it overemphasizes the age of the car. And maybe we could change that.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and podcaster. Conor, thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.